Maybe right now you're not a daughter of God because you never accepted the adoption. Ephesians talks about how when we accept Jesus Christ through faith, we become adopted and we get an inheritance, which is heaven. And we get transformed from an enemy of God, because that's what you are in your sin. You are an enemy of God. You are against him. He is not for you. He wants you to be saved, yes, but he is not for you, because you are an enemy of his. But there's this beautiful thing that when we accept what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, which was take the punishment of our sin so that we could come before God and be clean and pure, when we accept that, we become his daughter.
Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie from Truth Rising, and I'm going to be open and honest with you guys. I did not plan on recording this podcast episode today. This is not something that was in the books. It was not something that was discussed with anyone. It is just happening. It's just happening. And the reason that's happening is because I believe that when God does something good in your life, you should testify about it. You should shout it from the rooftops. And that's how I feel. God has done something so good in my life, and I cannot keep it in. And I'm probably going to post on my personal social media about it, but it was just, I don't know. It's just God's goodness is so overwhelming, and I can't keep it inside. So I just wanted to share it with you guys, and I just needed to get it out. I needed to get it out. And I have this beautiful platform to come speak on. And so how can I not share it here with people who want to hear about God's goodness? So I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying we are 6 days past my first event with Truth Rising. This past Saturday, we did Night Out with Truth Rising, a night to encourage military and first responder couples. This was my first event that I did with Truth Rising, and we are almost a week past it now. And man, God is so good. He is so good. Y'all, I worked my tail off at that event. I joked, if you know the story of Mary and Martha, two sisters that Jesus spent time with, he spent time in their home. These were Lazarus' sisters. Then you know what it means to feel like a Martha. To be the one who is running around making sure things get done. And that was me at the event. And I was a little sad. I was like, man, I didn't get to be Mary and just sit and enjoy. But in all of God's goodness, he gave that to me a few nights later when I got to kind of slow down and just be like, did that just happen? Was I a part of that? This is amazing. It was amazing. And I think for you guys to understand why it was so amazing for me to be a part of that, you have to know a little bit more about my backstory. I am a prodigal daughter. I didn't grow up in a Christian household. Thankfully, my mom and dad are safe now at this point in their lives. My mom did get saved when I was younger, but you know, she was a new believer. So yeah, I wasn't, you know, going to church when I was little. I didn't ever go to nursery. But in all of God's goodness, he called me and he put a friend in my third grade class who invited me to church. And he put amazing, amazing adults who cared about me in that church who shared the love of Jesus with me. And y'all, I was hooked. I saw God's goodness at a young age. I saw it and I accepted it. And it became an integral part of who I was. I loved Jesus, y'all. I did. I was one of those people who, if the church door was open, I was there. I mean, in high school, my parents never once drugged me to church. They never once did. I was dragging my brother and sister with me. It was just, I loved being at church. I loved learning about God. I just couldn't get enough of it. And in high school, you know, like I said, if the doors were open, I was there. It didn't matter what it was. If they just needed help organizing for a yard sale, okay, I'm there. You know, if they needed someone to coach upward cheerleading, okay, I'm there. I'm there. I love it. I loved it. And I had an amazing youth pastor, an amazing pastor who really just like taught me God's word. You know, we had fun stuff. It was real. It was the real Bible and what it meant to walk that out. And God placed a call in my life to go into ministry. And I knew that He did. And I went to college. I went to college to be a missionary. And one of my biggest regrets in my entire life is when I got to college, I let my relationship with Jesus slip. Y'all, I was at school for mission work. I was taking classes on the Pauline epistles. I was taking classes on hermeneutics and theology and New Testament, Old Testament and Greek and all of these things. I was eat, sleep, breathe the Bible, but that's, it became school to me. I didn't join a local church and I was surrounded by other believers, but you know, it wasn't church. It was the body of Christ, but it wasn't a church body of Christ, if that makes sense. And so I began letting my schoolwork become my relationship with God. I didn't need to read my Bible because I literally studied that all day. Why do I need to do extra? Oh, I don't need to go to church. I'm fine. I'm surrounded by other believers. Oh, you say don't forsake the gathering of believers. That it's fine, God. It's only a few years. I'm only here for a couple years. And then I graduated and I got married and my husband was still in school. And so we were still there, but I was no longer in school and I had to work because I was married and my husband was a student and we had to pay the bills. And so I was just working at coffee shops and I still wasn't going to church. And now I wasn't surrounded by believers like I was in school. I didn't have my professors there, you know, kind of keeping an eye out for me. I didn't have anyone there keeping an eye out for me. And that was because of a position that I had put myself in by not becoming a part of a church and not having people who cared about me invested in my life and seeing me in my day-to-day life, seeing me weekly to say, hey, what's going on? What's happening? How you doing? You know, what are you struggling with? What is God doing in your life? I didn't have anybody like that checking in on me. And again, that's because of a position that I put myself in. And so now we just have lonely Maggie. Husband is in school full time. I'm working. My husband's traveling to make money on the weekends. He's going and playing at churches. We had a puppy dog. And so I use that as an excuse to not go to those churches with him. And about a year into our marriage, tragedy struck in my family. And I got really angry with God. And I remember thinking, are you serious, God? I dedicated my life to you. I'm willing to go out on the mission field and share about you. And you did this to me. I don't know if this is for me. And I like to think that I walked away from my faith at that point, but let's be honest, it wasn't there at that point. You can't walk away from something that wasn't there. I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't praying. I wasn't fellowshipping with other believers. God was just, I was in a religion at that point. I would say, yes, I was a Christian, but I was not acting like a daughter of God. I was already the daughter who had walked away at that point. And so fast forward eight years. Fast forward 8 years, 2020 hits. I know I've talked about this before. If you've listened to the podcast, you guys will start to correlate Maggie with 2020, but it's what God did in my life. 2020 hits. My husband is now in the military and we are living in Hawaii. And we had at this point a 1-year-old, and my husband gets deployed. Literally, like when the freak out starts happening in America about COVID, my husband left within 2 weeks of that. My husband deploys. I'm in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I have a handful of friends. I don't have many. Our son had some health issues. And so to be cautious, I stopped working. I pulled him out of daycare. Hawaii was one of the strictest places in the country on mandates and everything. And for, I would say, a good 2 months, I did not have much human interaction aside from on my cell phone. There was very little in-person human interaction besides myself and my son, a 1-year-old. I don't know if you've ever been stuck with 1-year-old in your home for like 2 months straight. It's a little difficult. they don't do very well with conversation. And I just remember I also was struggling with postpartum anxiety pretty bad. And so COVID obviously heightened the anxiety. I also wasn't surrounded with Christians, so everyone was heightening each other's anxiety, right? It was just a pit of anxiety. I could barely work. Like before I stopped working, I could barely work. I was barely holding on by a thread because I was like a millimeter away from a panic attack at all times. Like I had to tell my bosses and stuff. I was like, you have to stop texting me updates about COVID because like I am going to lose it. And I remember trying to figure out what the heck am I going to do right now? Like it was a rock bottom for me. I know rock bottoms look very different for different people. That was a rock bottom for me. And God, I just felt him so clearly telling me, you need to come back home. You need to come back home. You need to go back to church. And I was like, okay. okay. And so I looked up churches. I remember there was a church by our house and I had seen they met at a movie theater at the mall by my house. And I remember seeing their signs one weekend. I was like, okay, I'll look them up. And knowing the type of person I am, I knew that I would have to jump in both feet. There was no, I'll just go on a Sunday here and there and we'll see how it goes. I was going to have to get involved because I knew that's just how I am. And so I look at their small groups. And again, I'm dealing with postpartum anxiety, just in anxiety in general at this point. And I see a small group and it says that it was a women's group and they were going through a book called Taking Time to Quiet a Noisy Soul. I was like, I have a noisy soul right now. I'll look at it. And I click on it and I read it. And I'm like, this sounds great. I look to see who the leader is, and it is a person by the name of Tori Sims. I said, I work with someone named Tori Sims. So I text Tori, the one that I work with, and I said, hey, do you lead a small group at this church called Mana? She's like, I do. It's like, okay, can I come to your small group? She's like, yeah, we're meeting obviously virtually right now. It's the beginning of the pandemic. and so she's like, yeah, I'll send you the link. And it was just like, how did that even happen? God is just so good. that he would already give me an in to a small group. And that small group of women, man, I remember, one night in small group, somebody looked at me and she just said, "What's your story? Like, tell us. We want to know. We don't know about your story." And I was able to just lay it all out to this group of women. And they spoke life into me and truth. And they prayed over me. And they spoke scripture over me. And it was just beautiful. And it was so beautiful. And that church, I'm so grateful for Mana Church Hawaii. Because, man, the leadership there, they cared about me. And they saw me as God's daughter. They saw the giftings that God had given me when I was like, "Dude, no, I can't do anything right now. You don't know what I've done. You don't know I walked away from God for 8 years. I can't lead a small group. That's not okay." But that's not how they saw it. God had called me back as his prodigal daughter, and I came back, and that church, they were the people who were invited to the feast to celebrate my return, to celebrate with God that I had returned to his fold. Man, y'all, I literally hadn't even thought about it until this moment about that. Like, you look at the story of the prodigal son, and the father throws a feast, and there were people who came and they celebrated the return of that son. And that's what that church was for me. They came and they celebrated the return of a daughter of God to his house. And now let's talk about what that has to do with Saturday. This past Saturday, our Night Out with Truth Rising event. So I did a study through Habakkuk last year, and it's a great book. It's a great book. Go read it if you haven't read it. And there's a verse in chapter 1 that I love it. So Habakkuk is a prophet, and he is kind of looking to God, and he's going, "What is happening, God? What is going on? I don't understand." And he's kind of asking God these questions and kind of like, "God, where are you? I don't see what you're doing here. I don't quite understand what you're doing." And in Habakkuk 1, verse 5, it's God is answering him. And he says, "Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded. For I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told." And that's what God did in my life. Y'all, 2 years ago, I would have been about 6 months into my return into Jesus journey. And if God would have said, "Hey, you are going to be a part of a women's ministry, and you guys are going to put on events, and they're actually going to impact people's lives, and they are actually going to do kingdom work, and people are going to come closer to me because of this, people are going to hear about me because of this," I wouldn't have believed it. I would not have believed it if God was like, "Within 2 years, you will be a part of a women's ministry." I would have said, "Me? I don't think you're correct. Maybe in 30 years when I'm good enough to come, maybe then it will happen." Okay, y'all, and real life is happening right now. My toddler just woke up. I'm going to see if he's going to let me finish. Or if I'm going to have to pause. Okay, y'all, I'm back. Thank you, Jesus, for iPads to just distract little ones so this mama can finish talking about Jesus for just a few minutes. Thank you, Lord. I am grateful for that. And I'm not 100% sure, even where I left off, because we also had a bag of pretzels spilled during that quick intermission of getting the iPad. So not even 100% sure where I left off, but this is what I want to share, guys. God is good. God is just so good. He's so good. I haven't even been back in the church for 3 full years yet. And God lets me be a part of his work. That's incredible. I don't deserve any of that. I don't. And I wouldn't have believed if you told me 2 years ago that I would be doing this. I wouldn't have believed you. Y'all, this was prophesied over me by a friend. She like literally, it blew my mind. When Tiffany asked me to join Truth Rising, I was like, excuse me? Excuse me? Y'all, I'm serious. I am serious. I had a friend, Katarina, after a small group that her and I were leading one night, she literally prophesied this over me. I don't know where y'all stand on prophecy, but I know where I stand right now. And God is just good. He's just good because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I walked away from him for 8 years. After all of his goodness to me, I had the audacity to walk away and to say, I don't know if this is for me. After all of his goodness in my life, after the testimony that he gave me and all the hardship that he saved me from, I had the audacity to walk away from him. So it doesn't make sense. Why would he entrust this to me? Why would he let me be a part of this? I don't deserve it. But that's the beauty of God's love, is none of us deserve his love. None of us deserve it, but he still loves us and he's still so good to us. And so I got to have my Mary moment a couple nights after Saturday, and okay, so that verse, I'm going to look it up right now because I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to mess it up because we all know the beginning of it. Okay, 1 second, guys. Okay, so we all know this verse. We all know it. Be still and know that I am God. Did y'all know that that is only 1/3 of the verse? Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That is what I got Monday night after the after the event. My son was throwing up all day. I got to just sit at home and take care of my sick baby and reflect and relax. And I got to have my Mary moment at 10:30 p.m. when I turned the TV off and it hit me. It was like an aftershock of, did that just happen? Did I just get to serve God in that way? Did I get to have an impact for his kingdom? You guys, please don't miss this. I got to be still and know that God is God. And who is God? He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. He is almighty. He is all powerful. He has a will that will happen. He is in control. And I got to sit back and say, God is in control of my life. He made that happen. That was of no doing of my own. The only thing I had to do was say yes and walk in his ways. That's the only thing I did. He was the one guiding every step. And so it's just so beautiful because we always hear, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. What does that mean? It means be still and look at how amazing God is. It means look at how mighty he is and the power that he has in your life. Y'all, it's just, it blows my mind when you even just try to chase one rabbit hole. If my husband hadn't joined the Navy, we wouldn't be in Pensacola. I would have never met Tiffany. I would have never been a part of Truth Rising. If my mom hadn't married my stepdad, I would have never lived in Georgia. I would have never met that friend in third grade who invited me to church. You know where I met my husband was at church, at that same church. I would have never met my husband. I would be living a completely different life right now. But God had a plan, and He has a will, and it's going to happen. And I can tell you just from my life, I can see that and know that. And so y'all, I'm sorry if this episode has just been all over the place because I don't have any notes. I had 2 Bible verses that I wanted to share, and I just had something I needed to testify about. And so maybe you just need to hear that to be encouraged. Maybe you need to hear it because you're the daughter who walked away and can't see God's goodness right now because you're not looking for it. I can tell you that much because I wasn't looking for it. All I wanted to look at is what I thought God did wrong. Girlfriend, come home. Come back. Take a moment and be still and know that He is God and know that He's all powerful. He's almighty. You're not going to find anything out there better than Him. Believe me, because I tried. And I was miserable and I made a lot of people around me miserable. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it apart from God. And maybe right now you're not a daughter of God because you never accepted the adoption. Ephesians talks about how when we accept Jesus Christ through faith, we become adopted and we get an inheritance, which is heaven. And we get transformed from an enemy of God, because that's what you are in your sin. You are an enemy of God. You are against Him. He is not for you. He wants you to be saved, yes, but He is not for you because you are an enemy of His. But there's this beautiful thing that when we accept what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, which was take the punishment of our sin so that we could come before God and be clean and pure, when we accept that, we become His daughter. We become His son. We are adopted. Our relation to God completely changes from enemy to daughter. So maybe you're that person today and you are listening to this and you know, because you've been searching, you know that what you're doing isn't working. It's not filling your heart. It is not comforting your soul. The momentary pleasure of your sin is just, it's not cutting it. And you know that there's more out there. You know that there's more out there to this life. And you know that there's something beyond this life, eternity. And there are two options. There is eternity with God in His presence, glorifying Him forever and ever. And then there is eternity separated from God. And that's the truth. And you have to make the choice. God's not going to force you to go to heaven, and He's not forcing you to go to hell either. He's saying you have to choose. Do you want to spend eternity with Me, your Creator, your Father, the only person, the only being who is true and pure and holy and good to His core? Or do you want to be apart from that forever because you think that you know better? Maybe that's you. And I hope that I laid it out clearly which one you should choose, because I have tasted and I have seen that God is good, and He is good, and He is good, and He is good, and He is good. And He has transformed my life, and He has saved me. I can't imagine where I would be today without Him. And I know in those 8 years that I was away from Him, that He protected me from a lot of things. Because even in those 8 years, I know things could have gone a lot differently. But He protected me because He is my good Father. And He loves me even though I don't deserve it. And so if you want to talk about this decision, because it's the biggest decision you'll ever make in your entire life, if you need to talk about it, if you have more questions, please reach out to us. Please, we'd love to talk with you about it. If you need prayer about coming back home, if you need prayer about anything, let us know. And y'all, again, I don't know, maybe this episode seems like a hot mess because I didn't have my beautiful outline and I'm crying and sniffling. But all I know is I had something in my heart and my soul, and I had to get it out there because my cup is running over right now, because God is just so good. And I have to say it wherever I can. And one place that I can is on this podcast. And so I just had to get it out there. So if you have listened, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I truly hope that just a peek into my testimony has blessed you. And if you just sit there today and think about God's goodness, that blesses me. And so thank you for listening. Share this with somebody who God is placing on your heart right now. Lord, I just thank you so much. God, you're just so good. You're just so good, God. You're just good. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the work that you've done in my life and many others' lives. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die on the cross and take my penalty. Lord, that I am able. Lord, I know I'm in heaven with you after my death. I have no fear of death because I know that I will be sitting at your feet, having my merry moment for the rest of eternity, just basking in King Jesus's glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.